הרמב״ם, הלכות תשובה, פרק ג', הלכה י', מחטיאי הרבים, אחד שהחטיא בדבר גדול כירובעם לסדוק וביתוס, ואחד שהחטיא בדבר קל, אפילו לבטל מצוות עשה, ואחד האונס אחרים עד שיחטיאו כמנשה, שהיה הורג ישראל עד שיעבדו עבודה זרה. או שטעה אחרים ודיחם כישוע. So the Rambam lists over here, the group of Mahatei Rabbim, again, that do not have Hadek Lalam Abba. Doesn't matter if it's on a major scale, like Yerubam ben Nevat and Sadduk ben Baitos, that caused major defection in the Jewish people, to cause them to sin, or whether it's just causing a person to mevatel one mitzvat aseh, where you force him, or like Menashe, that went and killed the Jewish people by force against their will in order for them to worship Avodah Zarah, or like Yeshu, that the Rambam quotes, went and caused the Jewish people to sway off the straight and narrow path. All these people are considered Mahatiyeh Rabbim, ve'en lehem chalik le'olam haba. The next level, and Halakha Yud Aleph, ha'poresh medarche sibur, af api shelo avar averot, ela nivdal me'adat Yisrael, ואינו עושה מצוות בכללן, ולא נכנס בשרתן, ולא מתענה בתעניתן, אלא הולך בדרכו כאחד מגוי הארץ. וכאילו אינו מהן, אינו חלק לעולם הבא. הרמב"ם is a section over here of somebody that separates himself from the sibur. Like the Mishnah said in Pirkei Avot, Al tefrosh min ha-sibur. That was Hillel's rule, which means a person has to fast when the sibur is fasting, and when the sibur is rejoicing, has to rejoice. A person cannot live in isolation, have nothing to do with Klai Yisrael, just, you know, blend in with the grief, even though he's fulfilling the mitzvot, but he must have a certain responsibility towards the sibur and to join in their efforts. Anybody does not do that, it's considered poresh medarche sibur. Lastly, ha'oseh averot biyad rama. Somebody that does averot literally with a strong fist, which means brazenly kehoyakim. Ben she'asa kalot, ben she'asa chamorot, eno chedek. Vezeu ha'nekla megale panim batulav. Mepnei she'iz mischo v'gila pana v'lo bosh medivre torah. And the Rambam at the end gives us a very strong musar that ולא בוש בדברי תורה. It seems that the Torah is such a powerful spiritual entity that a person has to have a busha in front of the Torah. And anybody that does not have this busha, this inherent shame or humility or subjugation just in front of the Torah because it's so awesome and so holy, when a person stands in front of something so great, automatically he feels insignificant, he feels small, he feels humbled. And therefore there's an anyan that everybody in front of the Sefer Torah, in front of the Torah Kedoshah, Torah Shemekhtah, Torah Shapeh, there's an anyan of busha in front of the Torah. And therefore anybody that's not, doesn't have busha, doesn't care, doesn't be yad rama, brazenly, then already Chas v'Shalom is considered megaleh panim b'Torah shelo kehalacha, and Chas v'Shalom could also forfeit the chelek na'olam abba.